Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, the 23rd of October, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Explosions rocked many regions of Ukraine yesterday morning as Russia continued its air attacks on energy facilities and other civilian targets. Some 1.5 million Ukrainians were left without electricity yesterday after Russia struck critical infrastructure across the country, with the English version of the website Ukrainska Pravda posting that the damage to energy facilities from yesterday's strikes may exceed consequences of the attacks on the 10th and 11th of October. Kirilo Tymoshenko, deputy head of the office of the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, reported via Telegram that Russian missile strikes had knocked out electricity for many residents in the Khmelnytsky, Rivne, and Volyn regions in the west, in the provinces of Mykolaiv and Odessa in the south, and in the central provinces of Cherkasy and Kirovohrad. In the wake of Saturday's strikes, Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba called on Western countries to provide his country with air defense systems without a minute of delay. The Air Force of Ukraine claims it shot down some 18 missiles out of over a dozen launches yesterday. Russian airstrikes on cities across Ukraine have resulted in dozens of deaths and injuries, along with damage to civilian infrastructure, particularly facilities providing heating, electricity, and water. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki was at the port of Gdańsk yesterday to chair a coal task force meeting focused on next steps in the distribution of coal from Polish ports. Morawiecki told reporters that Poland is bringing in coal from some 17 countries from across the world, which is now being triple-checked for quality. He added that around 1 million tons of coal were ready to be distributed from the port of Gdańsk and more than 2 million tons from other Polish ports. Under a bill currently going through the Polish parliament, households will be able to buy coal from local governments for no more than 2,000 zloty or 420 euro per ton. The differing arrangements are all part of the full flexibility Morawiecki and other government officials have promised, with the goal that the coal will be available to residents at a decent price. A shortage of air traffic controllers resulted in the closure of the Gdańsk airport for 4 hours this morning, according to the Polish Air Navigation Services Agency. According to Rusłana Krzemińska, a spokesman for the Polish Air Navigation Services, there was an insufficient number of critical staff to continue normal business operations. 8 air traffic approach controllers, employees who provide navigation assistance to incoming flights at the airport, were reportedly on sick leave. Air traffic control includes approach controllers, airport controllers, and area and tower controllers. Pilots of 3 incoming flights were forced to adapt to the situation, with those scheduled to land between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. this morning forced to delay or expedite their landing plans. Local officials in Gdańsk are once again warning residents that burning trash in stoves is unsafe and illegal and can result in heavy fines. From the beginning of September to mid-October, the Gdańsk City Guard conducted 28 inspections of waste incineration and issued tickets and fines to 15 violators. City guards found elements of furniture, pieces of office boards, fragments of window frames painted with paint, plastic packaging, and inserts for candles among the forbidden incineration materials. The penalty for burning rubbish illegally at home can be up to 500 zloty per instance. Officials warn that burning waste in home furnaces or boiler rooms not only pollutes the general environment, but is extremely harmful to the health of those in the immediate vicinity, such as family members and neighbors.
The weather.
Today will start off cool and mostly cloudy with a chance for rain showers in the morning and a gentle breeze coming in from the west and then south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 15 degrees centigrade or 59 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of only 8 degrees centigrade or 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer temps are expected for tomorrow with a chance for rain showers in the early part of the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.